In a eulogy carried on national radio from Casamance's regional capital, Ziguinchor, Senegal's President Wade mourned Oumar Lamine Bahdji, killed late Saturday in his home near the regional capital. Bahdji was president of the regional council and a longtime political friend of the president. Mr. Wade offered a $100,000 reward plus a passport and an air ticket to leave the country to anyone who supplied information leading to the arrest of the killers. The president had signed a 2004 peace agreement with the political wing of the Movement of Democratic Forces in Casamance, ostensibly putting an end to a two-decade-long armed independence fight. In earlier televised remarks, Mr. Wade said Casamance is mostly peaceful, but extremist factions want the world to believe the war continues. Several armed factions in Casamance did not sign the peace agreement. It is widely believed Bahdji's assassination is linked to those hardline independence groups. They are also blamed for an ambush 2 weeks ago against Senegalese army troops. The violence comes 2 months before national elections. Local journalist Alassane Samba Diop says the issue will provide fodder for opponents of Mr. Wade, who 7 years ago campaigned on the promise of peace in Casamance within 100 days. Mustafa Fall Che leads the Patriotic Action for Liberation Party and is a member of an opposition coalition that is fielding candidates against the ruling party in coming elections. Chase says the government inflamed tensions in the region last year when it sent soldiers on a security mission against banditism. Opposition politicians also say the government should do more to get rebel leaders to the negotiating table. But Richard Reeve, an analyst with the British Research Institute Chatham House, says he is not sure the armed splinter groups are willing to talk.
The problem with the violence is that it's perpetrated by a very hardline faction that's going to be very, very difficult to appease. These are people who want real independence for Casamance.
Reeve says the splinter groups do not have much popular support. Casamance residents, he says, do not want to break away, but do want an end to economic and social isolation. The region is mostly cut off from the rest of the country by the Gambia. Ferry services between Ziguinchor and Dakar restarted in November. Service had been suspended for nearly 5 years following the Djoula disaster, where over 2,000 people died when a boat sank. And the government recently unveiled ambitious plans for a high-speed rail line. Parts of Casamance are also littered with landmines following a 20-year civil war. The government has promised to clear them by 2009. Rebel hardliners have told local newspapers they believe that the Moroccan forces accompanying the demining teams are a provocation. But Richard Reeve with Chatham House says removing landmines will help the government get control of the situation.
These minefields are a very visible reminder that the conflict is not settled, and they protect rebel positions, and perhaps they also protect rebel resource interests.
Aid groups say mine removal would mean a better quality of life for people living in Casamance. The British charity Handicap International estimates over 800 people have been maimed by landmines there. Jordan Davis for VOA News, Dakar.